Next time commentator John Ridley flies, he plans to go in style. Forget coach, forget business class, even first class can't compare to having your very own jet.
Chances are, if you think of private jets at all, it's as the toys of millionaire rock stars and billionaire oilmen. In the country that has the largest, most diverse commercial air fleet, to most people, the very idea of owning a private jet, even as wishful thinking, is at best an extravagant luxury. But thing is, we're living in an age of conspicuous consumption. It's the oddball who doesn't make the daily commute solo in a fuel-inefficient SUV big enough to give most long-haulers the heebie-jeebies. And no matter that our tax dollars went to the multi-billion-dollar bailout of the airlines, whenever I fly, I still get treated like I'm somebody's halitosis-afflicted uncle. So with all that working for me, I figured it was time to check out the wonderful world of fractional jet ownership. Now, fractional ownership is the rich guy's way of saying having a plane on timeshare. Bombardier Flexjet is an industry leader, and they also happen to be the guys and girls who build Learjets, which pretty much put the jet in jet setter. I got myself over to a Flexjet show and tell at an airport here in beautiful Hollywoodville, USA. Business was surprisingly brisk for this tight economy, and no matter that I don't exactly fit the demo of potential fractional owners, the Flexjet guys couldn't have welcomed me any more enthusiastically. Then again, a guy shows up looking to buy into a plane, you better act giddy. After putting my name on some kind of mailing list that I know I'm going to regret signing up for later, I got walked out to the tarmac where five sleek private jets sat waiting for me to give them the once-over. First, I was shown the Lear 31A, which is pretty much your entry-level private jet, a mere seven-seater that can't even get you coast-to-coast nonstop. Besides the fact that I'm married, how am I going to meet any supermodel sporting that thing? Sensing my disdain for such a beast, my Flexjet host stepped me up to the Lear 60. Full leather, couch seating, a stand-up cabin. None of that crouching over as you make your way through this plane. Now that's what I'm talking about. My host broke down the pricing for the jet in a mathematical formula that I couldn't even begin to follow. But bottom line, fractional ownership of a jet is no more expensive than, leasing a house. A really, really nice house. I left Flexjet without actually buying into a plane, but loaded down with literature and brochures that I would take home and flip through again and again like a 16-year-old dreaming about his first car. And maybe I'll never be a rock star or an oil man, but it sure doesn't cost me any of my tax dollars to dream about traveling like him.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director, and author of the books Everybody Smokes in Hell and A Conversation with the Man.